All right, baby. It is pre-show time. This is, God, that's loud. Pre-show time, before I put my shoes on. Pre-show time for today, the 15th. Goddamn, middle of August. It's my payday. It's when I pay myself. And we're in the middle of what I guess now is officially a vacation week. And people say, well, you know, what's going on, Phil? I got a one-man show that I need to prepare for that I'm going to do at Theater West. We have coming up the Radio Hall of Fame, and so we have to make some travel arrangements there, and I have to make sure that the house is covered and and the business is covered. It's not a big trip, but I'm going to also be in Florida for a week. Just a lot of stuff needs to get done, right? And I know you guys know how that is. You just say, well, fuck it. You know, I'm going to take the week or take 2, 3, 4 days to deal with it, which is what's going on. And I bought some Halo ice cream for the very first time in probably 6 months. I'll probably live to regret it. I used to love Halo. It was my 300 calories for a pint. How do you beat that? But then I realized it's really bad for you. It's a tough calorie to work off. And here's our brother, Paul Rudd. What's he in? Look, line looks. Oh, anyway. So I bought some Halo and about the way I eat. As I said, I'm so close to being a vegan now. It's not even funny. I'm doing the Morningstar bean burger thing and veggie burger thing. And my friend Barry back in North Carolina, D.C. She's in D.C. right now. She has those Impossible burgers. I said, look, are vegan plant burgers? I did those. They're loaded with sodium. I can't do sodium, man, because I've got a little bit of that high blood pressure thing going on. And otherwise, I had them and I barbecued them. They're fantastic. They really are. But they got a lot of sodium and a lot of other kind of weird, shitty chemicals in them. Yeah, so I don't eat those anymore. But it's hard to get completely off of animal protein when it is optimum for humans, animal protein. But I really, the older I get, the more I see the human race and how it interacts with the animal kingdom, I'm fucking done. You know, just fucking done. I'm so fucking sick and tired of looking at people and animals. I'm tired of looking at that relationship that doesn't seem to really get any better. There are a lot of people that love animals. A lot of people that treat animals very well. But I was at my fucking veterinarian today looking at just the fucking morons that come in with these animals that look to be frightened, that look to be confused and scared. And there's a dumbass there with a grip on the fucking leash that's basically choking the fucking animal to death. They got this leash. They've tightened the leash up to about a foot long, and they're almost lifting the animal off the fucking ground. And, you know, I'm the kind of asshole that says something, too. I do. I know. I know what you're probably thinking.
Well, you know what I'd do, Andre, is I'd flatten you with a right hand.
Maybe. I don't give a fuck. I still say something. I do. Anyway. Although one time I did say something to a lady about lifting her dog off the ground. She goes, it's a harness, sir. And I kind of looked, oh, you're right. Sorry. It was a harness around the waist of the upper, the shoulders and chest of the dog. Okay, fuck it. What is this cartoon? These walks mean everything to me. Me too. That's very, very cute. Yeah, it's the thing to remember that your animal, you are everything to your animal. You are your animal's entire fucking life. Maybe your animal is just incidental to your life. Maybe it's, oh, let's go home and play with the dog and then you're off to some other... That's not the way the animal sees it. The animal is like, you're everything. And we're just talking about domesticated animals. What about the animals that are being processed for food? What about wild animals? You know, animals that are processed. This is the part that I can't get with, man. I know that there's open, I know that there, what is it, open range, antibiotic free range, doing the very best you possibly can for the well-being of the animal before you basically turn it into food. I get that. I suppose. Thunder, what do you want? You want to go outside? I always bring Thunder over to the studio. Want to go outside? Because the veterinarian was asking about you today. Go outside? She basically pretends like she doesn't really give a shit when in point of fact she does. Okay, so I took Thunder over to the vet today. She's fine. She had a piss analysis. She's good. All right, man. Let's check it out. So, yeah, lots of, a lot of bullshit going on, man. And just between you and me and the man on the moon. What am I doing here? Am I looking for, oh, yeah, okay. You know, there's a lot of business to be done between here and Florida, too. And you have a long-distance relationship, trying to figure out logistics and shit for this, that, and something else. And people say, well, why don't you guys just move in together? We're getting there. We're getting there. The 15th of August, huh? We're getting... God damn, this motherfucker is slow. Is that because we have the Audacity program? I would ask you, Bud, if you were here, but you're... Are you here?
Yeah, you're right here. What?
Why is this...
Audacity.
Okay, that's what I... That...
Well, you're basically me.
Yeah, that's true. I am, so... All right, so let's... log in, bitch. Where's the login? The fucking login. Oh, it is logged in. You motherfucker. Okay, so let's go to archive then. It's time for me to freshen up the announcements there on the homepage, by the way. Let's go, motherfucker. Let's go. Come on. God damn. So, yeah, it's... God, I miss the Olympics, don't you? I miss them. I guess I can go back and look at the reruns. I got them on Peacock on my TV, but I do. I miss the Olympics. Bill Witherby, Steve Bozell fills in. What is this? Tuesday, the 22nd. Jay Sanders, Major Evans, knew the Sanders, I'm getting digged over criticism that they were MIA during a recent tropical storm. Perfect. This was last summer. This was when they were worried about that tropical storm coming in from Mexico. Remember, that was called Tropical Storm Daisy. I don't know what the fuck it was called. But we actually literally had a tropical storm that was supposed to visit Southern California coming up from Mexico. By the time it got here, it was essentially 3 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of rain. That was it. Now, I've been in tropical storms, as you guys know, because I lived in Florida. And tropical storms have winds up to 40, 50 miles an hour. You know, they're a little hairy, and they're it's lots of rain. And you notice them. The thing you notice about a tropical storm, probably like a hurricane, is the wind. It's not hurricane force, but it's tropical storm force, 40-mile-an-hour winds. But this wasn't shit. It was just like a two-hour rainfall or two-and-a-half-hour rainstorm. Just rainfall just coming down. So that's what I think these guys are talking about on the show here. And did you say Don Berman? Yes. Okay, Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Good for you, Don. Well, you know, Phil, you talk like I'm just something that you're looking at on a piece of toilet paper. I wouldn't say that. You wouldn't. You wouldn't, huh? No, I wouldn't. Well, I would, Phil, because I'm that hurt. Let me tell you something. I have a reputation. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Yes. Let's see here, man. What the fuck is this? How'd that turn on? I don't want reels. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News, Phil. You can't F with me. Don't even try. I wouldn't. Why don't I believe you? Because you're a dick? Oh, okay. Let me see. What's today? August 18th. I don't want to I got to close the upstairs to the office because she comes in with a fucking mouse and we will never get the goddamn thing out of here. Where is this thing? We'll never get it out of here. Yeah, we'll never see the end of that, man. She comes in with a mouse? Forget it. Okay, it's 2005. 2005, bitch. Okay, where is it, man? Okay, so, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, here we go. 2005. Here we go, man. See what was on. See what was on. I thought Bill Witherby with the BO problem. I laughed my ass off, but then I'm kind of juvenile that way. Bob Green joins Phil Hendry. Bob Green joins Phil and tells him how he asked, where's the OJ? His response, thanks to you people, he's running around killing people. Oh, my God. Commercial airline believes the FAA and the airlines are unfairly trying to run a lot of good pilots out of the business simply because they may be suffering from Parkinson's, schizophrenia, or loss of bladder control. I like that one, man. Art Griego. Running a lot of good pilots out of the business. I like the whole Art Griego act, which is, you know, basically, you know, yeah, there's, we may not know how to fly, but cool. All right, man. I think I got it. I think I got it together. I'm going to find out where the cat is. Okay, man. I think that's got it, baby. Right? Yeah. We are groovy. I ain't going to fucking bail out yet, but let's just look at that. Okay. That's it, man. I love you.